This is very cool and very witty Ferdy. Now today the European Ryder Cup side was finalised when Jose Maria announced his final two picks at Gleneagles. Now left off the side and omitted from it was Harry Pattison. I'm joined by Harry. Harry, you're very welcome. And must ask you, how do you feel at this very moment in time?
To say that I'm pissed off, you know, that would be an understatement, you know.
Wow. You obviously feel very strongly. I mean, did Jose contact you personally about it?
He did. As soon as he made his decision, he contacted me personally.
Well, that's very fair enough. I mean, he would contact you and let you know. And when was that? Was it yesterday or, you know, was it this morning?
No, it was 2003, El Salaire, after the Seve Trophy.
Wow, 2003. What happened?
Well, you know, we were playing a singles match and, I think it was the third hole and Jose had a putt of about 8 foot and he said he wanted to repair some pitch marks. So I wasn't sure, so I went over to the, you know, the rules official. And, when I came back, Jose was sitting on the lawnmower cutting the green. And I said, yo, that you can't do that. And he said, right, okay, well, you have the hole then. And we didn't talk then for, 15 holes.
Wow, speechless. I mean, for the first time in my life, I'm speechless. And when did he say about the Ryder Cup?
He confronted me, I think, after dinner. He and Sergio, or El Nobed, as I like to call him, confronted me, and he said to me that there would be, more than likely a chance he would become, the Ryder Cup captain at some stage, and that I'd have more chance of getting a wild card if I needed it than, Sergio becoming the best putter in the world, So I knew my cards were pretty marked at that stage,
Wow, I mean, I'm as I said, I'm speechless, and it's very hard to get fairly speechless, but it's happened this evening. And what do you think of the two picks that he has made?
Well, I think, they're very positive. I think Poulter will organise the team uniforms, so that will frighten, the shite out of the Americans. The fact that, Coulthard's is from Belgium, and nobody in America knows where Belgium is, that's a secret weapon in itself. So, all the very best of luck to them.
Well, indeed, best of luck. And thank you, Harry. Bye-bye.